and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It looked like it's going to be another amazing weather day in L.A. I feel like it's an amazing day all over the world. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. The biblical question: how do you trust God? How do you trust God? Amazing question, huh? That's her son sitting up there, I think. How do you trust God? No, that's not a sign. He's waiting on God. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. If you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. So you may be busy doing something, running around, and you podcast the show, but remember, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are, what you're doing. And when you get home or get back to your hotel room or wherever, you can podcast the show. Isn't that amazing? You have no excuses. You can listen by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. And Thursday is always an amazing day. And you know, one of the reasons that Thursdays are amazing days is because Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Amazing.
Christian, being pro-choice are absolutely consistent because Christianity is a feminist religion.
Oh, Lord.
While he was out in the community, Bible thumping about salvation and family values, pull my life ahead to fight.
At home, he was wailing on me.
But I kill him dead for you.
When she cries, she lies.
Bible thumping.
Christian men must listen. They must sit at the feet of Christian women.
I hate everybody, but you're supposed to love everybody.
First Bible teacher that Jesus had was his mother.
My mom is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Because Christianity is a feminist religion.
Maybe Ann said something to that, buddy. Interesting. The Anchor Baby put that together. American Anchor Baby. Every day, Monday through Friday, at 12 noon. Check it out. I want to tell you this. Do what you want with this, but I want you to know you are responsible for you. As an adult, little children, your parents are responsible for you for a while, and then you're responsible for you. But each individual is responsible for him or herself. Nobody else is. And if you blame anyone else for your situation, you're stupid. Meaning that you're angry and you can't see. Anyone that has anger is stupid. Plato stupid. And if you notice, you act stupid when you become emotional. Whether it's so-called good emotion or bad, you're still stupid. You are responsible for you. And I want you to know that your government, your politicians, your preachers, your counselors, your pope, and the pope is ticked. The pope is ticked. The pope, your counselors, your psychiatrists, psychologists, your doctors, your lawyers, your mama, and your daddy sometimes, your mama, are not going to set you free. They're not going to set you free, and they never will tell you, like they used to do in the good old days, they never going to tell you that you are responsible for you. No one else is. And every situation. Now, there are people outside of you, running around, trying to bring situations upon you because of the evilness of their heart. Because of the wickedness of their heart, they try to hurt you because they're happy in their misery, in their hell. Misery is hell. And they want to bring you into their hell because they hate the light that's seeing you, that you might be working on yourself. But you are responsible for you. And nobody, because the evil nature and the wickedness of human beings' hearts, they're never going to set you free. And everything they do is for themselves, but they will say it's for you. This is for you. I'm doing this for you. Mama tell you all the time, I'm doing this for you. No, she's not. She's doing it for herself. And if you have anger, you are blaming others for your problem. And you're stupid for blaming others for your problem. You're even stupid for blaming you, yourself, for your problems or situations in life. You are not to blame. And as soon as you put your eyes on you, inside of you, to see what's going on in you, not with you, but in you, within you. As soon as you do that, you're going to be first shocked at what you see. You're going to be shocked. But if you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and go through the shock, you'll be free. But I want you to know, nobody, no ego, and all people have egos until they start to overcome them. They are not going to set you free. Your wife, your husband, nobody. They love the misery they bring upon you. Even when they call themselves making you happy, they are making you miserable. Because you're not aware of what's going on. You become addicted to them. And they know it. And then they test you. They pull away a little bit. And they see you cry. And they got you. They feel good. You are responsible for you. And another thing I want you to know, you can have perfect peace right here on earth. I'm telling you, everywhere I go, I ask people now, in a way, nice way, right way, do you have perfect peace? And they say no, and I'm like, why not? I'm only human. Nobody has perfect peace. I'm only human. That's their excuse. And I asked someone yesterday at a business meeting, do you have perfect peace? No. Why not? Well, I'm only human. No one has it. I said, and so I asked, so you base your perfect peace on if everybody has it or not? On what other people have or don't have? And they're like, oh, that's a good question. I'm like, oh, that was a question. What's the answer? Stop blaming others and stop blaming you so you can stop being stupid. It's up to you. I'm encouraging you to, but you don't have to. I want you to know you, men and women, are responsible for yourself. You're responsible to work on your own house, inside of your own house. And you owe nothing to anyone else. You owe no explanation or anything. I saw a little bit of a Punchy TV where the Punchy men, the experts, were debating a lady. And they were, and I may have a question. I don't have it exact, right? But they was asked a woman, should a man tell a woman his problems or something like that, or something about his imagination, something. And she was like, yes. And they were like, no, he shouldn't tell her. And why? And the lady said something, well, if you don't tell the woman your stuff, you're lying by omission, something like that. You're lying by omission. I'm like, what the? How you going to lie by omission? That doesn't even make sense. That's a made-up word. You're lying by omission. When I moved to L.A., I used to hear preachers say that. Well, if you don't tell it, you're lying by omission. That ain't in the Bible. That means that somebody trying to control you to make you tell them your business. And they can't even do anything about it but judge you. I think that point was made, too, in the discussion by the guys. Lying by omission. What the? Human beings are wicked. And they use words to control you, to make you feel good and to make you feel bad. And because you are blind, blinded by your anger, turned away from the Father, you fall for the words. Lying by omission. That means, okay, I'm going to figure out a way to make you tell me. You remember that, Nick?
Totally. And to perfectly summarize, yeah, it's like if you have to add something to lying,
yeah,
if you have to add, oh, you're lying, and you have to add something, another word, and the word lying can't stand by itself, you're like trying to draw this out of somebody.
Omission. You are. You're trying to draw it out because you're nosy. Not because you love them, but because you're nosy and you want to judge. There's no such thing as lying by omission. But that's in the churches. I remember hearing preachers say that when I moved to L.A. I did not hear that in Alabama. But you are responsible for you. And stupid people do stupid things, meaning angry people do stupid things. They can make you go out and protest, and you don't even know why you're protesting. Think about that. They'll make you go out and protest, join one side against the other, and they'll make you fight one another and even hurt one another. And you don't even know why you're doing it. And then they'll give you the words to say if you're asked, why are you doing this? I'm doing it for the land. I'm doing it for this. I'm doing it for that. And you have no clue. But you're angry and you're stupid. Think about how stupid it is. And I used to be stupid. How stupid it is to go out and protest and fight against other people over a war or over a religion or over color or over whatever. You're like literally mad at other people and they are mad at you and you're fighting one another. And then the people who convince you to go fight, they're sitting back looking at you, laughing and making money. Why are you out on the streets making a fool of yourself? And you get a false thrill that you're fighting for a cause. And you never gain anything from it but a thrill. But the people who convince you to go fight, they're gaining a lot materially. Nothing spiritually good. But materially, they gain money. Why do you think people like George Soros and others, they pay money, buku money, to push campaigns to get the kind of male or female in office that would do their dirty work to get you to go out and fight one another? I'm looking at these people fighting over the weekend. Over the weekend, I believe. By the way, that situation I mentioned about this woman telling those guys, if you lie and you don't tell her, and you whatever, it's by omission, you're still lying. It's on Punch of TV. It's going to be the episode for Monday. Brand new episode on Monday, all right? Punch It TV, punchit.tv on YouTube and punchit.tv. There was a protest in New York, and I'm watching this protest, and I'm thinking, look at those stupid people. But I just understood. They cannot see. They don't know because they're not paying attention to themselves, and they have not taken responsibility for themselves as individuals. There is a hell and a heaven, by the way. And hell is right here on earth. It's right here inside of human beings. That's why if you live in your hell, you're going to die in your hell, and you're stuck in your hell. No way out. But if you live in your heaven and you die in your heaven, you're stuck in heaven. But heaven is not going to come until you drop your anger. Anger is evil and wicked. And anger will cause you to destroy your own children. Anyone that has anger has no patience. Look how parents treat their own children. It's devastating. With no love, no patience, they impose their will on them, and they destroy the children. Amazing, huh? There is a hell, and it's right here on earth, inside of human beings. And the hells come out of the human being and affect others around them if you have not and are not working on yourself to overcome your hell. Hell is real. And hell is. Let me tell you what hell is. In case you don't know what hell is, you think it's brimstone and fire. It is fire, but not the kind of fire that you're thinking. Hell is loneliness, sadness, gladness, suicidal thoughts, depression, anxieties, worry, looking for love, emptiness, fear, desperation, comparison, thinking about the future or the past. The future is really your enemy. You have no idea how the future is your enemy. And so many people try to live in the future, and they're always disappointed when they live in the future. Thinking that you're anything other than, you have all these ideas about yourself. All these ideas. All these false illusions. You're in hell. That's what hell is. I remember the preachers used to preach hell and brimstone, something like that. And the people were thinking of fire. And now they're still waiting for the end times. Because they're looking for fire. The fire is in you. You are burning if you have hell, anger. And you are separated from God. You are burning. You are on fire. Fire. Dun, 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 dun. Fire. You're on fire. You're miserable. And you don't have to be. But you got to take responsibility for you. You don't owe anything to anyone else. Your mama or anything. Matter of fact, he who loved their mother and father before, he who loved their mother and father hate God. You hate God. If you love your mama, if you love your daddy, you hate God. You don't love God. Isn't that amazing? But you walk around proudly talking about how much you love. I love my mama. A mama love is so special. It's something that you can't deny. That's for sure. And it's something that will kill you spiritually. Amazing, huh? It's up to you. You could be free. Or you can say in your misery, it's up to you. I will never judge you. God will never judge you. I will never judge you. You have a right, and I will never be angry at you. Anyone who loved their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loved their sons or daughters more than me is not worthy of me. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, Matthew 10:37. That's deep. And you think you're doing right by loving your parents. You love your mama. And mama makes sure you love her, even though it's hate. Anyone who loves their father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their sons or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10:37. You see, you up there trying to love your mom, and then your mama follow you to West Hell, move in with you, make you push her up and down the road in a wheelchair, and she all humped over, and you push her in the wheelchair. You want to push mama from the train, but you would never say it out loud. You gotta love what's right first, and you can't put anyone or anything before that. If you do, it become your God, and God will not be your God, or is not your God. You got to put that first. Seek what's right first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his right way, and all things will be added unto you. You got to put that first. You go into a club, try to online dating line thing, trying to find a woman, and you find Satan. Trying to find a man, and you find Satan. And it doesn't work. But anyway, you're going to love it if you put yourself, work on you, if you start seeking what's right from the inside. You're going to love it. You won't hate it. You will love it. And it's an amazing journey, but it's not an easy one. And the reason it's not an easy one because you so identify with the false self, the ego nature, which is evil, and you think it's you. You so identify with time and past and future. So you make it hard because who will I be if I had no thoughts, if I stopped thinking? Who will I be if I don't have my misery, my anger? Excuse me. I saw this report where some woman said that her son died of opioid, something like that. Am I saying that right? Opioid? Yeah, right. And is that drug that the cartel bring over here for us?
Yeah, like the fentanyl and all that?
Yeah, fentanyl and all that, something like that.
Opiates and opioids.
Yeah. I may have it wrong, but maybe fentanyl, something. But anyway, and he died of it. And now she, in his name, she has a cause, right, in the dead man's name. And now she come up with an idea for a vaccine for people who are addicted to fentanyl and opioid, whatever that stuff is. She got a vaccine, like a vaccine. So here's her bright idea. She's going to give you a vaccine to stop you from being addicted to opioid or fentanyl. But now you're going to be addicted to the vaccine. That ain't going to make you free. Can you get it? See, I told you, angry people, stupid people. Angry people, stupid people. I want you, you can prove me wrong. You're like, yeah, just I tested myself, and you're wrong. I want you to watch how you think and act the next time you get angry. And see if you're acting smart or stupid. And just watch it. I want you to watch what you're feeling and how you're feeling and how you react to it. And see if you're acting intelligence or stupid. Really? You can prove me wrong. And all the way you don't know you're acting stupid because you have not paid attention to you acting stupid. You've called it good. Amazing, huh? But anyway, there was a protest. This is from the New York Times. An anti-Israel protest erupted into violence and mayhem. And as a swarm of demonstrators flooded a primarily Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn on Tuesday night. Watch this from Fox News.
Good morning, Lawrence. Well, this all happened last night in Borough Park, Brooklyn, when a pro-Palestinian group held an anti-Israel protest in the middle of one of the world's largest Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods. The NYPD did its best to try to separate the groups, but there were multiple scuffles and near brawls. The anti-Israel protesters reportedly shouting, "Settlers, go back home," and "Zionists, go to hell." And there is only one solution: Intifada revolution. Jewish protesters shout back, "Trump owns Gaza, and terrorists, get out of here." The group Pal Alda was protesting what they say is the sale of stolen Palestinian land. The NYPD tells us there was at least one arrest, a man charged with assault for punching someone, but we don't know who punched who. Just take a look at this video. A protester alerted police to a knife at the rally. Police tried to clear the scene and found a sizable knife on the ground.
See? Stupid people angry. Stupid people fighting one another, and they have no clue as to why. Now, they'll repeat what they have been told to say, what the reason is, but they have no clue. And they are hating one another, and they are fighting one another over something that they have nothing to do with. They ain't going to get none of the land anyway. But they're fighting one another. Think about that. Just think about that. And that makes sense, right? And they feel good, and they love the thrill of out there fighting one another, calling each other names, and hurting one another. There's a hell, and it's inside of human beings, right here on Earth. Hell is right here. There's another location, too, once you drop your body. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. They're fighting, and they have no reason to be fighting, and they don't even know why they're fighting. But just think about that. They're out there hating one another, fighting like wild animals. And they say they're fighting over the land. They're fighting over this and that. And they have nothing to do with the land. They have been told to go out and fight. Either in school or somewhere. Somebody brainwashed them and said, go out and fight your fellow man. And whomever told them that would never tell them, you know what, I was wrong. I should not have told you to fight. And you were wrong for fighting. They're not going to tell you that. They need you. Because for them, it's a personal gain. Think about it. And you go and fight. I hear grown men and women, but especially men, you say something about their mama. They don't want to fight your mama. Don't talk about my mama. I'm like, what? You can't say that about mama. They fight over mama. And they get a thrill, and they feel good, and they feel justified. But it's all evil. You are possessed and don't know it. And we all are possessed with the spirit of anger, which is evil. And it causes nothing but destruction in your life. Look how human beings are suffering. They're miserable. Human beings are living a miserable existence. Because they won't drop the anger. They won't serve what's right. They love serving what's wrong, and they call it good. Isn't that amazing? This is hell on earth. And it's inside of human beings. Look how human beings treat each other. I was talking to someone the other day, and they asked me about the word friendship, and I told them it didn't exist. And they're like, why? I said, because it's a made-up word. There's no such thing as friend. And he was like, why? I said, because it's just a made-up word. Why can't you just enjoy life without having that word attached to you? And I said, haven't you noticed that all of your friends have always, have you have noticed that your friends have always deceived you? they did the Judas on you. They deceived you. And this person said, you're right, I never thought about it that way. They said every friend they ever had deceived them. Every friend they have ever had. But just imagine if you had no friends, but you were able to just simply live your life. You could go out to a party. You can go to dinner. You can hang out and talk to people. But when it's over, it's over. And there are no requirements. There are no obligations. You ain't got to call me later. And I'll have to call you later, friend. Why not be free? Why not overcome worry? We're supposed to overcome worries. God wants you to overcome worries and live a wordless life. But no, you love words. You don't use words in a practical way. You use words for false identities, for the thrill of it. Look how the blacks love hating the whites, and then the whites love hating the Jews, and the Jews love hating the Palestinians, and the Palestinians love hating the Jews and whomever they hate, and so on and so on, and scooby-dooby-doo. Look at how much. And I went to CNN just to see what they were saying about Donald Trump. They hate Donald Trump. If there's a battle between Donald Trump and that little guy from Ukraine, the media take the side of Ukraine guy over Donald Trump. I heard one media person said, and Donald Trump called Lewinsky. That man, what's that man's name? From Ukraine?
Zelensky.
Zelensky. Vladimir Zelensky. Zelensky, whatever. Call him a, what do you call him? You know those people?
Comedian something?
No, want to control you.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want you to vote and all that. They want to be president forever.
Dictator?
A dictator. Thank you. And the media, some of the media that I heard, the one I happened to hear, they took the side of Zelensky over Trump. Isn't that amazing? And apparently Zelensky, and I may have it wrong, but it looked like he doesn't want people to vote in that town, in that country, because he wants to stay in office. So he kind of take away either the freedom of speech or to vote or something. And so Trump called him a dictator. And the media, oh, he called Zelensky a dictator. What a mess. You are responsible for you. Stop whining. There's no reason to cry. And just work on you. Overcome the world. Overcome the fallen state. 888-7753-773. Maurice, a first-time caller out of Virginia. Maurice, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Maurice.
Yes, sir. First, I want to thank you just for being who you are and just thank you.
You're welcome, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I just want to ask, all right, dealing with incompetent managers or managers with no common sense in the workplace, it's I know it's just like the having the, how can I say it? Caring for the job, the morality of the job just isn't there anymore in the workplace. And I don't want to keep jumping job to job searching for something that ain't going to be perfect.
Right.
And so just for example, just like I tell my manager something, and he'll forget. And then when he come back around to it, it's like he don't take ownership for it. But then I have to take time out of my day to do the extra work, and it's just getting. Oh, just don't want to get frustrated with it. And I finally found a job that I like, but management wise, it don't be. it's not efficient.
And so your question for me is what?
Dealing with stupid and stupid managers. So even though, like you say, we all stupid in some kind of way,
yeah.
But so I've been trying to think about that too, like what's stupid about me, and so then I might find something, but it's just, you know, sometimes get aggravating when you have to go in circles.
And you know, did you discover what's stupid about you in this situation?
I get mad too fast.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
That's all. I tell my friend, I said, I'm just going to call for him to say what you've been saying to everyone else. I just, yeah, thank you.
Here's what I want to encourage you to do, Maurice. And if you do this, no matter what dumb, stupid things the manager is doing or not doing, you're going to have perfect peace, and you're going to do your job, and you're going to be fine. You got to drop the anger. You're judging him.
Okay.
And because you're judging him, it's coming back on you. You're burning inside with anger and frustration and anxiety. But if you never...
And that's literally what it feels like, burning hell.
It is burning. That's what hell is. And that's what fire is. It's the burning emotions. Emotions are not necessary, and they are not good. And so you should, this is a perfect situation for you to overcome that. And that doesn't mean that you cannot and will not speak. If the boss needs something done and he said he's going to do something, he didn't do it, you could just remind him that, well, you said you're going to do that. This is why this happened. But if he rejects it or accepts it, don't get angry.
Yeah, it's the emotion behind it where I feel that.
Absolutely. You're angry. Anger is evil. You're possessed with anger, and anger is stupid. You act stupid, you feel stupid, you do things and think stupidly.
Yes, sir.
And you make a good point. Everywhere you go, no matter where you go, you're going to have to deal with people, and the situation is never going to be right. But for you, it'll be right if you drop the anger.
All right.
And so when you see this boss again, the thoughts and the emotions are going to want you to overreact. They're going to want you to say something. They're going to want you to be mad. They're going to want you to burn. Don't do anything about it. Just feel it. If you don't catch the thoughts in time, you think it and feel it. But do nothing about it. Don't react to it. Live in it. Live with it. And the Spirit of the Father will take that away from you. He is trying to save you from that. That's the ego nature that God is trying to take out of you. It's spiritual. It's dark, evil spirits.
The key is to see it, but don't react to it.
Don't react to it at all. I want you to notice, too, it's going to try to force you to say something or do something.
It's almost like if I don't say anything, it feels like I'm going to explode.
Yes. And then it's going to tell you you're weak. You're afraid. You're this and you're that. It's telling you that. It's not you telling you that. It is telling you that. So that you can react and give it life, which is death, but it feels like life. It stays alive in you from your reactions.
And that's what I want to kill.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for you. It's just everything is just simple, more simple than what we think it is.
Yes. Is God's ways are perfectly simple. His ways are easy. His burdens are light. There are no anxieties and worries and fears and jealousy and strife and revenge and any of that kind of stuff when you come over to his way.
Yes, sir.
And so let that happen. If the boss is doing whatever he does, and you're going to watch, you're going to hear these things talking to you to try to make you react. They're going to force you to try to make you to overreact. And when you overreact, they're going to laugh at you for overreaction. And then when after they get through laughing, they're going to give you another crazy thing to react to. And then if you're not aware that it's just thoughts telling you that it's not you, you're going to do the next crazy thing. And then they'll laugh at you, and then you'll cry.
Yep, then the victim blaming and paranoid and all of them is just evil spirits.
100%.
Okay, yeah.
Right. And that's what it means when it says let go the ego. It means let go of the false self. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're none of those things. You got to let those things die.
Yes, sir. I've been working on it in my... I don't know why I've been... I guess I've been trying to separate it, my personal life and work life, which is all the same. It's still life.
Yes. You got to... You can't make it change. You can't separate anything. You do the silent prayer. You practice being in the light. Meaning
right.
that be present. When you're present, rather than in your head thinking about the past or the future, when you're yes. present... The Spirit of God will separate you from evil, and it will show you how to do your practical work, you know, go do an amazing job at work and have yeah. an amazing day and all that. But you can't do it. The light will do it for you.
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
I'm honestly not. I do it pretty good in the morning, but at nighttime is where I fail at.
Beta.
Yeah, y'all trying to stop being the beta. Well, I'm going to stop being the beta. Yeah,
you got to work on you. You are responsible
yes,
for you and no one else is.
Yes, sir.
And so I really want to encourage you, practice staying out of the darkness of thoughts. They are not God's thoughts. They are not yours. They're not God's ways, and they're not yours.
All right.
And so next time you see the boss, watch what the thoughts are going to tell you.
All right. I sure will. All right.
But do nothing about it. Live with it. Don't try to take it away. Don't go and get drunk to try to run from it. You live with it. Go about your day. And God said to present your body a living sacrifice, right? And
he
will take those things out of your body because you're presenting them to him. You're letting him do that for you.
And that's where we all fail at is just letting go.
Yes. That's right. Totally surrender. Let go. Yes, surrender sir. All of your misery to God by doing nothing about it and blaming no one else for it.
All right. Yeah. That victim blaming was one of my bad tricks, too, and... that's gone, and thank God I've been... My last, I guess, physical thing is just smoking weed, and I don't drink or do drugs anymore. Trying to quit smoking weed, but... So I know that certain things bring thoughts in.
Yep. So don't make the weed a big deal. It's
okay.
enough to know you like to stop. And when you do smoke, and try not to, but let's say you do, be aware of yourself smoking the weed. Don't go unconscious. You know how it feels so good, you go unconscious, and they say, you know, you smoked up the whole pack of weed.
But thankfully, I don't smoke that much no more. I went from smoking all day to just a joint
nice.
Every now and then.
Well,
yeah.
be aware of yourself smoking when you do, but don't judge it. Don't tell yourself,
right.
don't say, I'm an addict. Don't do that.
Yeah, I beat myself up too a lot, and I blame. It's not even me, like you say. I've been hearing you speak more of the I and me thing, which is not even real.
Right. And when you blaming yourself, that's what they call insanity, because there is no you to blame. Who are you blaming? And who is blaming? Who blaming you? How are you blaming you? Who are you blaming? And who is blaming? Who doing the blaming?
I don't know. Nobody. I'm not. It's just funny because it makes sense when it's just all be so simple. We just make it hard for ourselves.
Yeah, because people love their misery. They love their thrills. They love the thrill of anger. And they love the thrill of feeling good. It's all evil.
All right. That's something else, too, that really stuck out to me when you said the thrill of anger or crying or sad or mad.
Or feeling good. Someone can bake you a cake and you feel so good.
Yeah. Because I just almost told my sister, I said, oh, she sent me a picture of my nephews. And I'm like, I was about to say, oh, that just made my day. And I said, hold on. I erased the whole sentence and just said, oh, thank you.
Right on. Right on, man. You
yes,
want to catch
little
something.
Stuff like that.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. That's amazing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I tell you, since my friend showed me to you, I think it's been since September. I've been dealing with the hell in me, and I like working, and I don't want to keep, you know, the whole thing is not to run from anything.
Right.
A job or
because the problem is not with the job, and the problem is not with the boss. The problem is inside of you, but the spirit of Eve is telling you it's outside and it's somebody else. It's really in you. The anger you feel for the boss is in you. The fear you feel is in you. The thing that's telling you to run to another job is in you. The thing that's telling you to feel anxiety, it's in you.
Uh-huh.
It's not. It has nothing to do with your boss. It's all in you. But then it tell you, oh, your boss makes you feel that way. Look how stupid your boss is. Your boss didn't do this. It's telling you that in you.
Yeah.
It had nothing
to
do
with something stupid about us.
Yeah absolutely.
Yeah. That's the judging. The judging.
Never
the
judge again. Don't judge
sir.
With thoughts.
No,
don't judge with eyes. Don't judge with words. Don't judge with gestures. And don't judge with emotions.
Okay.
We are not created to judge. And the people who judge, they are playing God. And that's what the problem is. They would never know God as long as they play God, because when you play God, you're judging yourself and other people. You think you know what you want. You have your own ideas. You have your own plan. You're playing God, and there's only one God.
Yes, sir. Because I don't know why every time something don't go right, I finally started sitting back and saying, what did I do wrong?
What did I not see?
It's only because what did I see? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You were blind. You didn't see it. That's all it is. It's no big deal. And don't let the devil tell you, oh, see, you thought you had it. You don't. Don't be into that.
All right.
All right, buddy. I wish you
well. Yes, sir. Thank you, yes, sir. God bless you now and everyone there.
All right. And you stay with the prayer. You got to stay with the prayer so you can stay present. And then eventually, all of the thoughts will be taken away from you, and you will have no more thoughts.
Okay.
You will live a life without thinking.
All right. Yes, sir.
I wish you well. Call me again.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Have a blessed day.
You too, buddy. I got to take a break. When I come back, straight to the phones at your super chat. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. 888-77-JESSE. Hate news and not the fake news is coming up. And hate is coming like a bug. Back in a moment. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Women's Forum tonight, ladies. It is the third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. It's for ladies only, the Women's Forums, third Thursday. And then church with J.C. Lee Peterson, as you know, for everybody on Sunday. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. A whole lot of mess going on in the world. They're claiming that an asteroid from space, which is real, a building-sized asteroid, could, it has like a 3% chance of hitting Earth in 2032. Wow. And Pentagon cuts with Pete Hegseth. That's not mess. I think that's good. Israeli hostages, a little update. 4 people feared dead, now confirmed dead. I think a couple of ladies and a couple of children, something to that effect. They're sad. And Arizona, a small plane crash. Two small planes collided midair. One landed safely, the other crashed and burned. And I guess those two occupants in that plane died. The other two people were fine in the other plane, I think, if I understand it correctly. It was an untowered, no tower, no control tower, uncontrolled little airport there in Arizona somewhere. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, February 20th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls and all of the super chats from yesterday and from the day before. Forgive yo mama. I did find the one that I do believe, only one, buy me a coffee that I missed from you, sir or ma'am. It's ma'am or sir. So we will get to all your super chats and calls and more great stories. But first, fake news, not fake news. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports, there is currently, they claim, about a 3% chance that an asteroid from space the size of a large building could collide with Earth in 2032 per NASA calculations. NASA does not mean lies. NASA is the truth. I'm kidding around. The good news is that experts expect the risk percentage to fluctuate before likely dropping to zero. Zero. Pentagon cuts. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, oh yeah, has ordered the U.S. military to prepare plans to make drastic budget cuts. He's going to strengthen the military, but also streamline the military. There's a whole lot of fat to cut, am I right? Including those liberal generals who hurt and or tried to hurt and turned on our greatest president and white people and Christians and vax refrainers. Anyway, over the next 5 years, major budget cuts, drastic, they claim, says CNN, with an exception for border security, of course. Border security, very, very important. According to a new memo obtained by Commie Nonsense Network, the proposed cuts to the Pentagon's approximately $850 billion, with a B, budget, which is dwarfed, by the way, by social spending, okay? So give me a break. Would amount to tens of billions of dollars in the first year, the largest reduction of the Defense Department budget since 2013 under Obama, except Obama cut good stuff, whereas Trump is cutting bad stuff. Nice. At least that's the hope. Despite Pete Hegseth's defense secretary, he's not an affirmative action defense secretary like Lloyd Austin was, by the way. His stated focus to revive the warrior ethos. Nice. Some defense officials responsible for drafting lists of Pentagon employees to be fired as soon as this week are voicing concerns. Maybe they should be cut, too. That the terminations could break the law and harm U.S. military readiness, which is phony fear-mongering. Get rid of those sleazy, complaining defense officials. They're holding us back in America. Either you're with us or it's the high road. Something like that. My way or the highway? I don't know. The high road. Earlier today, Hamas handed over the bodies of 4 Israeli hostages held in Gaza. They are dead. Rest in peace. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how do you trust God? How do you trust God? How? Amazing question, huh? You say you trust him. How do you do it? You can listen to the show if you're busy and running around. You can podcast, but you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats here. To donate, have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And we take all calls, but we made some time for Thursday on Thursday so that we have a little bit more time for the Bible Thumpers. And because we love the Bible Thumpers. What the? So today is Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Being Christian, being pro-choice, are absolutely consistent because Christianity is a feminist religion.
While he was out in the community, Bible thumping about salvation and family values.
All my life I had to fight.
At home, he was wailing on me.
But I kill him dead before I let him beat me.
Bible thumping.
Christian men must listen. They must sit at the feet of Christian women.
I hate everybody, but you're supposed to love everybody.
First Bible teacher that Jesus had was his mother.
My mom is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Because Christianity is a feminist religion.
We. Hell on earth. Hell on earth. Before I get into my discussion, my phone calls and things like that, I want to remind you, I have been telling you to work on you. I've been saying that for a long time. You're responsible for you. You work on you, right? I've encouraged you to buy land. Get yourself a little piece of land. You can't go wrong. With land, you have no idea how much you can do with land. And I've been telling you to drop your anger. And some people are doing that. It's amazing. A listener wrote to me, and he said that he had dropped his anger. Yet by working on himself, he's like, hey, I started working on myself. and I dropped my anger. And you know what else he did? Uh-huh. He signed up with Gold Co. This show is sponsored to you, brought to you by Gold Co. He signed up with Gold Co. back in November. Back in November. Some of you, oh, I'm going to wait. I'm going to see. He signed up with Gold Co. back in November. His investment have increased by plus 14%. His investment has increased by plus 14%. And he has received his 10% instant bonus silver. He got it back in November. Imagine what would have happened for you had you done this back in November. It ain't too late, though. All right? So I want you to know that that is a plus 24% increase in a few months. That's amazing. It's not too late. Visit JesseLovesGold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. Amazing, huh? Nice. You are responsible for you physically and spiritually, or spiritually and physically. No one else is. Amazing. I want to just play this for you, and I want to know, you know, DEI is happening, right? And they're still trying to hold on to it, even though the president is trying to get rid of it. Trying to get rid of it. But because human nature is evil, they would do whatever it takes to hold on to it. And I don't know what happened yet with these plane crashes, but I'm wondering, is it DEI? Are these people who are driving these planes, are they DEI people? Really? And I want to know, are women driving these planes? Because they don't say. Are these airplanes that are crashing and near miss and all this mess is happening? Not only are the DEI, I want to know, are the ladies involved in driving or flying these planes? Some of you might not be aware of this, but this is from CNN. At least two people are dead after two small aircraft collided in midair at an Arizona airport yesterday, Wednesday. Yesterday, folks. This is not the recent one that happened in Canada. This was down in Arizona, right down the road. Watch this from NBC.
This was the scene in rural Arizona today. Charred debris littering this airport outside Tucson after a deadly midair crash this morning.
Small aircraft fully involved in fire.
According to the NTSB, just before 8:30 a.m. local time, two small private planes, a Lance Air and a Cessna, were flying near the Marana Regional Airport when they collided midair. The FAA says two people were on board each aircraft. And while federal investigators say the Cessna landed uneventfully, the Lance Air crashed, catching fire. Local officials confirm two people are dead. Both planes were flying over what's known as an uncontrolled field that has no air traffic control tower.
Small airplanes go in and out of uncontrolled fields frequently. They depend on radio positions to tell each other where the airplanes are and also visually to watch out for other airplanes. Similar to driving a car, you look outside to make sure you don't hit anything.
Amazing, huh? Who was driving these planes or flying them? What a mess. They're not telling us. Why not? I'm just wondering out loud. This is hell on earth. Here's a look at some of the recent plane incidents this year from NBC News.
This has been a troubling year for American aviation. Last month, 67 people were killed when an American Airlines jet and a military chopper collided over Washington, D.C. Then earlier this week, Delta airliner flipped over as it landed at Toronto Pearson International Airport on Monday. At least 18 people were injured. And tonight, officials say efforts have begun to remove the plane from the runway, which should improve traffic delays at one of North America's busiest airports.
Amazing, huh? In my whole born days, I've never heard of these many crashes in the United States. That doesn't mean it didn't happen. I just didn't hear about them. They were not reported in the news. No one was talking about it, so I have to believe they were not happening. And these are like almost back-to-back kind of a stuff. Why? CNN has said even with the past month of aviation incident, January preliminary data from the NTSB shows there are a record low number of airplane accidents nationwide among private and commercial flights. Okay, convince me of that. This is from, watch this image from NTSB.
Yeah, here's that data from the NTSB, accidents by calendar year and month. And as you can see, in the year 2025, there were 63 accidents in January and 31 in February, showing a downward trend compared to the years previous, which hover between 80 to over 100, and with an upward trend in 2024, 80 in January, 93 in February, 113 in March. Only in 2025 did those numbers start to change, go downward.
Amazing. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What the? What is going on, folks? They're not going to tell us. Do you know that? They're not going to tell you. Because if they tell you, you might start thinking for yourself. You might take control of your own life. Let me go to Ulysses. Ulysses out of Mississippi. Ulysses, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Jesse?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you know, what I noticed about most of the liberals and the rhinos that use the black people, they compare us all the time to the weak version of men, especially the black man.
Absolutely.
And they always want the woman over us to make her look like mama.
That is so true, man.
And I noticed that, and I was like, why in the world would they do that? And I thought about it, too. Black men ain't going to never be able to get nowhere until we get out of that situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, until we get, and then another thing I noticed, too, the black leaders we have, they are not smart at all. They just know big words, you know, fancy statements, and that's it. You know, the old cliches. But when you ask them why most blacks in the situation, only thing they'll say, white man, white man, white man. And I'm like, that's it.
Well, the reason they're doing that is because they want you to be angry at the white man, so that they can get power and wealth. They make money when they tell you that. They're doing what they want to do. The white man is not stopping them, but they try to make you think that so that they can use you to get program money and all that mess, and so you can vote for them. This is why I've been trying to tell the black, you're not supposed to have leaders. Black people used to not have leaders. That's abnormal.
It is. It's abnormal for a man to want to be led by another man anyway. Because you know what? That is not the only men you should want to be led by is the son and the father. That's it. That way your decision will always be right.
100%, man. 100%. And prior to the civil rights movement, it used to be that way. The blacks did not have leaders. They had God. They trusted God. They did not trust man. They were not into having someone over them.
Now, with the civil rights is wrong anyway, because the civil rights does two things the Bible speaks against. That's coveted and envy the oppressor. So it was started off wrong in the first place.
So how do
and I sit...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, finish your point.
Oh, I was saying, I just sit back and I paid attention to it, because every time you hear the civil rights people talk, that's all you hear is covetous and envying the oppressor. That's all, you know, if, you know, they got whooping, they got a whooping for a whopper. You know what I'm saying? I'm being honest. They got fire hose for some white fries. You know what I mean?
What a mess.
So that's what I could understand, you know, when I researched the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Was, I was like, you know, the black people always say the white people food is bland. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I was like, that whooping they take must have had some season on it, because, you know, they were risking their lives, their children lives, yeah, just to get whooped, you know.
Amazing.
Just to get in a uterus beside a white man and everything like that. So me and the civil rights movement, I call it a bowel movement of the white liberals.
It was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks. So when you tell the blacks and others these things around you, how do they react to you telling them the truth?
Well, rappers say the word all the time. Let me put it to you that way.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm what you call a social. They don't deal with me.
Yeah, they call you Uncle Tom, sellout, and everything.
Yeah, plus, you know, I'm in the Mississippi Delta. You know the guy Bennett Thompson that was on the January 6th community. Committed. Yeah, I'm in his district. And
oh God,
this is his. Yeah, this is, well, now it's old God on him. You know, I believe in God to the fullest. So
yeah.
I don't even fear.
That's
right. I don't even fear him. I know as long as I'm telling the truth, what can happen to me?
Yeah, he is a black congressman, I believe. That Benny Johnson.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. You're absolutely right, man. And I love the fact you said you decide to take a look. You decide to pay attention. If other black people were to pay attention, if they were to investigate for themselves, they would see that they have been taken advantage of by the so-called black leadership. But they won't look.
Well, reason being, Jesse, is because most of the time the black leadership helps their troubled kids. You know, if Junior down the street robbing somebody.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the black leader knows somebody to keep Junior out of jail, you know, to keep their kids out of trouble themselves too.
Amazing.
So that's why they don't want to believe it. You know, with black people, especially here in the Delta, you ain't got to just do something good, you know, one time, and they swear you Jesus.
What a mess,
it's
man.
True.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh,
yeah,
amazing.
It's true, but.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Call me again.
All right, Jesus. Nice talking to you. Y'all have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. He's right. He's absolutely right. And if you just start paying attention for yourself, do your own work. It's kind of like what I was telling you about Gold Coal. Back in November, I told you, hey, get some gold. The Great White Hope is back in the house. The gold going to go up. And the gold going up. Amazing, huh? Let me go to Denny out of Bulgaria. Let's see. Denny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good day, Mr. Peterson. I hope you're doing well, sir.
All is well, Denny. I hope the same for you.
It is. Thank you, Mr. Peterson. You have a remarkable biblical question, but before I try to answer it, may I please say something about gold and property?
Yes.
Ever since I was 18, I'm still working, and I'm always trying to work at least two jobs, and indeed 10% saved, but in gold, I don't use GoldCo because this is an American company. I'm here in Europe. You're absolutely right. And ever since 2016, once every couple of years, I take all my savings and I'm buying something small, either a small apartment, a parking lot, a storage room or something, and it really pays off. I have never planned for any of this.
Yeah,
I knew that I was supposed to do it, and I am doing it. Tomorrow, I'm going to the bank to take a new loan for a new parking lot. I'm wow. buying it tomorrow.
Amazing. Absolutely, so, man.
It's absurdly good, and loans shouldn't scare people. Investment in gold shouldn't scare people. It pays off tremendously well.
I've been telling people about Gold Co. for a while. This listener, he went back in November and bought some gold. It went up plus 14% investment. It increased. So you got to take care of yourself. You got to do it for yourself.
Indeed. And that aside, Mr. Peterson, may I try your biblical question, please?
First of all, do you trust God?
Yes.
How do you trust God?
By not being one. Trust, that's very close to your last week biblical question. If you trust God, there are already rules and guidelines. And those rules, God's rules, they're eternal, like Him. He's not going to change it because you don't like it. Trusting God means following basically the path. As you said, don't have hatred in your heart. Don't have anger. And when you try to justify that anger, and when you try to, and when I say you, Mr. Peterson, I don't mean you. This is just
no,
how
I know. Yeah, communication. Right? Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, so when you start trying to justify anger or adjusting God's rules, you are playing God, and you're not trusting God. There are already rules. He's not going to change them. This is why trusting God is basically believing God. You have to believe that what He said is the way you should live. And you're not obligated to live that way. You can live however you want. But there is only one path to heaven and to peace, and that's the one He laid, and you should trust that path. This is how you trust God.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and Denny, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. And congratulations in your investments, man. That's the way to go.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. About Sunday, because your church starts at 9 p.m., 9 in the evening. And that's basically the time I go to bed. Every Sunday, I go to bed and I'm playing Jesse Lee Peterson's church.
Amazing.
It's remarkable.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Right on.
For those who live in the United States, maybe other part. Our fellowship starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. You can go to rebuildingaman.com/church for more information. rebuildingaman.com/church. Thank you, Denny, and stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, man.
As always, Mr. Peterson, God be with you. Kind regards to your audience and your viewers, and all the best, sir.
Absolutely. You too, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Right now. Amazing. Charles is out of Michigan. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Jesse.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Jesse.
Hello? Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Jesse. I just called you, man. Turn off.
Are you eating? Denny. Hold on, buddy. Don't hang up, Charles. It sounds like you're eating or something wrong with your phone. Don't hang up. Super chat. And Derek, let me know when you're talking.
Super chat.
I am remiss in
Tom
my,
like a mug.
In my duties to read all of Forgive Your Mama's Coffees After All.
Oh, so you did miss it.
I missed at least one.
Oh, okay.
Only one did I find.
Okay.
I read all the other ones that are this month.
Right on.
Been watching past episodes of Bond, states Forgive Your Mama with a coffee a couple of days ago. It's amazing how many people are still unwilling or afraid to forgive their mamas, especially even if she is already dead. Like mama is still controlling them from the grave.
And mama will. If you don't forgive your mother, she will control you from the grave. But if you forgive, not only will she lose control over you, no one will have control over you. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Forgive your mama. And my apologies. Broken record, bought a coffee. Jesse, what do you think about Trump picking Paula White? Oh, no, I already read that one.
Yeah.
DJ, bought a coffee. You have not lived until you've picked cotton. Laughing faces with tears coming
you
out.
You gotta pick cotton.
Crying.
What now?
Crying laughing. Someone bought a coffee. Oh, did you want to follow up about
it? No, yeah.
Thank you. I want to answer the biblical question.
How do you trust God?
One of the ways I trust God is by enduring.
Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that.
Nice feedback. Patrick bought three coffees. Hi, Jesse. Big fan of the show. I've not seen a friend of mine in almost a year while working on myself. He's also a big fan of the show. Today's his birthday, meaning I think yesterday. Could you please give him a big what da and a happy birthday for me? His name is such and such, Dylan. I guess Dylan is not.
You got to go to Cameo for shout outs. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. That's where I do the shout outs for birthday shout outs, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, whatever. Appreciations, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah.
Someone, five coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, thank you for the cameo. Speaking of cameos, on Valentine's Day, for all the hard work, too, that you guys do rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Wanted to shout out my amazing wife. Would also like to answer the BQ.
Right on for the cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And how do you trust God?
I say with words that I trust God and his plan, but the truth is I fight and unwittingly follow that dummy, the devil. I want to trust God, but I really don't know how. 888-775-TREE-773. Best call you'll ever make. Thanks. Cool sunglasses emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll
so
put
much.
My two cents in on Sunday.
Evan from Connecticut, three coffees. I wore my If She Crying, She Lying shirt to the grim to the gym. And the women wanted to kill me. It was pretty fun. The Zoomers appreciated it though.
Right on. You can get When She's Crying, She's Lying at rebuildingaman.com/store, right?
That's right.
RebuildingTheMan.com/store. A nice shirt. It says, when she's crying, she's lying. It has a, there you go, picture of a lady crying. Ooh. And the guy thinking, she's lying.
The Zoomers know.
Uh-huh. Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim yesterday on Rumble with a Rumble rant. The female pilot just got award for bravely landing on sexist pig runway. White men paved that runway and tripped her up.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't know if it's been confirmed that it was a white woman or a woman, I mean, landing and then skidding and then rolling.
Oh, I have no idea either. That's why I'm wondering, because they have not said who was driving these planes. And so I don't know. I've not heard anywhere in the media any report. So I really just have no clue at this point. But thank you.
Charles, hey, Jesse, a black female Delta flight attendant told me a couple of years ago she was going into the Delta Airlines minority pilot program to pilot. Take this information however you want.
Oh, God. Not George, Lord. Why George, Lord? Amazing. Thank you.
Someone, five coffees. The creek done rose up over the break, y'all. Jesse done come back, Lord. Church, thanks, hands, and books.
If ever we need you, Lord, we need you now.
It was a rough ride yesterday.
You can say that again. A bumpy ride.
Indeed.
But thank you. It seemed to be working today. Thank you.
But we stuck the landing. Sort of.
That's right.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife, bought a coffee. All the evil in the world can be summed up with one thing, that all people think they know something.
That's what you're playing God. Absolutely. Thank you.
Answering the BQ is JC with a coffee.
How do you trust God?
Stay out of his freaking way. Whoa. Stop putting yourself, who is not even you, in charge of doing things God's already done.
He's put his angels in charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his blessings are sufficient for me. Thank you. Amazing.
We'll have to read the rest of your super chats later.
Quick break. Thank you all so
Thank
much.
You guys.
I appreciate it. Quick break. Back in a moment to your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. What's that music? It's so nice.
Some good religious or gospel music.
Oh yeah. Right on. Turn it up a little bit.
Oh, hold
on. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I got you. Say less.
Very nice. Thank you. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E. That song is Heavenly Streets by Joy Spring. Heavenly Streets by Joy Spring. Amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after my show. And James Hake is on fire. If you've not heard it, you missed it. And today he has a guest. Oh, Lord. An amazing guest, too. At 9 a.m., from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. You don't want to miss it. On fire. And then after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. No longer in hiding from the ice baby. He has come out of hiding. And then we have a brand new episode tomorrow. No, but first, the ladies form tonight for ladies only. At 7 p.m., every third Thursday of the month. And the first Thursday for men only. So come on down, lady. We ain't playing around this year in those meetings. At 7 p.m. Oh, Krishan the Don is going to be on with Hake today. He is from Misfit Nation. The Misfit Nation. Oh, amazing. I had a very interesting discussion with Bob Woodson, Bob Woodson, and he is a civil rights activist, community development leader, author, and the founder and president of the Woodson Center. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I was a young civil rights activist, but I became really disenchanted when the poverty programs came along. I knew from the first year that it was going to be a disaster.
They think it's because of the white man. It's not true. It's not true.
You know, you can sit at the gambling table, and if they don't give you a winning hand, they're racist. Those blacks use that racial shield to protect them against criticism.
Should a man marry a woman who would not obey him?
Well, I think you got me above my pay grade again.
Ha 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 ha! It was amazing. I've known Bob for a long time. I've seen him around different engagements over the years, but I had wanted to really have a discussion with him, and I did on the Fallen State this Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheFallenState.tv, F-A-L-L-E-N. So check it out. You can donate while there, too. TheFallenState.tv or locals.com. And last but not least, folks, follow us. Like, follow, comment, subscribe, and all of that. Y'all know what to do, right? We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv/JLP. JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Let me go to Patrick out of Boston. Patrick, thanks for calling and thanks for holding you on the air. Hey, Patrick.
How's it going, Jesse? Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to answer the biblical question.
How do you trust God?
Okay, so I trust God by not doing anything about my life. Because when you trust him, you do what he says. So let your life to him. So I don't worry about finances. I just work hard, you know. But I don't worry about what's going to happen in the future or what happened in the past. I just live my life to him.
Amazing.
And an example for that as well is because I had some bills I had to pay a couple of weeks ago. And I was in my work. I made the calculations and the amount I was going to get, it was not enough to pay all the bills. And I didn't stress about it, you know. I kept working and kept doing what I did. And then all of a sudden, somebody called me, offered me a job to do some snow plowing. And I got the money to pay all the bills. So I didn't even have to stress. You know, he took care of it.
Stress is a waste of time and is not from God. That's for sure.
Amen.
Amazing. Thank you, Patrick, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Perfect. I'll be waiting. And can I ask another question as well?
Yes, sir.
I want to ask you, what is the difference between thinking and reflecting?
You can do reflection without thinking.
And how is that?
You just sit back and you start to realize. And it will come naturally, but you'll start to realize how much your life has changed and how amazing it is. And when you realize it, it comes and it goes. It doesn't stay. And you are thinking, but you are aware that you're thinking. You're consciously thinking. You're conscious that you're thinking, you're not caught up in them, so it's a difference.
You're watching the thought.
Yes, because most people, when they're thinking, they're one with the thought. They're all into it. They are not aware anymore because they're into thinking.
So let's say I'm reflecting, you know, I'm reflecting about something that I have to do, you know. How do I know if that reflects is a thought from the devil or is actually a good reflection of, you know.
When you're thinking about practical things?
Say I'm reflecting about whether should I move to a different job.
Come back to your phone. Come back to your phone.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah. You say what now?
I said, let's say I'm reflecting about should I move to a different kind of career. How would I know if I'm thinking about it or I'm reflecting about it?
When emotions come with it. If you're emotional about it, fear or excitement or anger, then you are thinking about it. You're psychologically thinking about it. But if it's just logical thinking, you don't have to be in it. It comes and it goes.
Come and it goes.
And there's no emotion with it. Because you can realize that you need to get a better job without feeling fear or worry or anxiety or thinking that it will or will not happen, then you'll be fine. But if you get into thinking all that, you're lost into your imagination.
Right, exactly. I'm having my first child right now, and
you having a baby?
Yes, my wife is.
Oh. Is it a boy?
Yes, it is a boy.
Real man made boys first. Right on.
Amen, amen. He's going to come healthy.
That's right.
And, you know, I talk to other people, and they always tell me I got to move to a different career because I'm not going to get paid enough on this one that I'm in right now. And, you know, sometimes I try to reflect on it, but at the same time, I'm reflecting, and I don't know if I'm thinking, and is the devil telling me I have to do this, or if I'm actually reflecting, and a good thing that maybe I should move to a different career, you know, so I'm
why do you need other people to tell you, or you even listen to them telling you that you need to get a better career? Why you need them to tell you that, and why are you listening to them?
Maybe it's just a thought then. I was just being afraid of, maybe just I've been afraid.
Why are you listening to other people telling you that stuff?
Maybe it can be because I think their life is doing better than mine. You know, I see them and they're making more money, and I get caught up thinking, oh, I got to make the same amount of money they're making. And, you know, and when I come back to real life, I say, no, I'm living my own life and not to worry about them.
Right. And who is telling you to think that way? Look at somebody else's life and think that yours is not working right.
It's the devil inside of me.
Why are you listening to those thoughts, man?
You know, sometimes I do. Sometimes I come back to the present, and I know I'm wrong about doing it. And, you know, other times I'm again caught up and thinking about what they said, if it is true. So,
but even the thoughts that are telling you what they said to be true are just thoughts. You're still listening to thoughts.
To thoughts.
And that's why you don't know what to do. You got sense enough, if you live your own life, you know when and if you need to get another job or better paying job or whatever. But if you're doing it because somebody else is telling you that, and or you listen to other people or looking at other people's lives, you're going to make a horrible mistake.
Right. So keep doing me, and if I see that I'm going to have to, and I was going to have some bills, and I didn't have enough money to pay my bills, and I was, you know, being caught up with the bills, and out of nowhere, I got a job opportunity to do like a little side job, and I got enough money to pay the bills, you know, so it happened, you know, I didn't have to do nothing about it, it just happened.
But and if you practice staying present in the presence where life is, everything is right there all the time, you'll be fine. But if you go outside of the light into the darkness, you're going to be doubtful about everything. And you're going to look at other people's lives. You're going to think you don't have enough, or you have too much, or you're going to think you're less than them or better than them. It's horrible. It's evil to think that way. You got to keep your eyes on you and not somebody else.
You're right.
And now you listen to these people, you're not sure if you should get another job or not.
Yeah, I'm getting all caught up in my head.
Yeah.
Got to focus on me.
And don't forget that, man. And you would know if you need to get a better job, you go get a better job. If you don't, you don't. But you would know for yourself, and it'll work perfectly. But if you listen to others, you're going to make a horrible mistake.
Sounds good, Jess. I'm going to try to not look at other people's lives and see that they're making more money and all this, all that. Just watch my life and myself, and
yeah,
it's going to work out.
And if you need to get a better job, you see they need to get a better job, but you're not going to get it because somebody else is making a lot of money or more money, and that's why you're getting it. That's the wrong reason.
You're right.
Don't be a
beta. Right, I won't. I'll be an alpha real soon.
Alpha male, not a beta male. All right. I wish you well, man.
I appreciate it, Jesse. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Is Charles ready? Let me go back to Charles out of Michigan. Charles, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Hello, Jesse.
Very
Hello.
Clear
Good
now.
To hear your voice.
Absolutely.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank
yep.
you.
All right. Yep, I just called to comment on your show. I listen to your show each morning, especially now we snowed in Michigan. So I enjoy your show and all the things that you are sharing with the people, just like the one that just left. That was good advice. I heard the advice, and the same thing I would think. But, yeah, I just wanted to call and comment on you, your show, and on the biblical question.
How
for
do,
this week.
Do you trust God?
Yes, sir.
And how do you trust God?
By staying in the present, in his presence where he is, and staying out of his way, and let him do it. The thing that I need done.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's me. It's kind of like back in the day when you had to sit down on the call the mourner's bench and just think and get out the way. When nothing happened when I was trying to make it happen. But when I got out the way and let him have it, I could feel the Holy Spirit coming in his presence.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Let me ask when you sat on the mourner's bench, did you ever get religion?
Yes, sir, I did.
Oh, you got religion?
I came off. When I gave up, I was trying to get religion, and I wasn't working, so I said, I gave it a shot. I said, I might give it up. Let it give it to you. And if anything happened, you know, it would be on him. And all of a sudden, something happened. Next thing I know, I was off the mourner bench.
And you were speaking religion?
I was speaking testimony. I was speaking, thanking him, praising him. That's all I remember.
Nick, you know what the mourner bench is?
No.
You don't know what the mourner bench is?
No, I'm wondering what... he answered so quickly. He's like, yeah, I had religion on the mourner bench.
Yeah. I wonder if Derek knows he black and he's from the South. Derek, do you know what the mourner bench is? My producer.
He's responding like you knew exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I sat on the mourner bench and got religion.
What?
Yeah.
When I was...
Yeah, you'd be 15, 16.
Yeah.
17.
That sounds like you got in trouble.
Is like mourning, like you're mourning.
And
not like good morning.
I'm thinking, like the mourning bench.
Yeah, mourning bench. So you're praying to God. What? So you didn't do that there? Come and tell the people what it is. Charles, tell the people what it is as Derek is coming in.
It's a mourning bench. It's like when you get a certain age and you get a... I say 15, 16 years of age, they request, you go to the mourner bench and pray to God that, get your life and find out what life is about and get religion and get into the Holy Spirit. And you would get on there and you would, you pray until you feel the Holy Spirit. And some people would never feel it and would never come off, but they wouldn't give in. They were trying to make themselves, I guess, have a testimony, and when they appear the Holy Spirit, once you give in, look like the Holy Spirit just take over, and then you come up with a testimony, and you testify to your friends and neighbors.
Yeah, you go around telling everybody your religion.
Yeah, tell your religion. Yeah, and then you get baptized, and then you have to baptize you.
Right. Yeah, after you get religion, you get baptized.
Mm.
How many people got baptized with you or were baptized with you?
Well, me and my brother and I, we went to the same church. My dad's church. He took us, we candidates to the church. Other people went to other churches and different churches. Around Hurstboro, they had, a few churches. And that's in the East One, the kids would come off. And I had a lot of brothers and sisters. And they would never come off, Jesse. They would never come off. And everybody was coming off and telling theirs.
What now?
I mean, they'd be committed. My sister, they'd be committed, man. You wouldn't. My sister, they wouldn't dress up. They wouldn't come. They would mourn. You like to say, they would mourn, be on the mourning, but they'd be
be in prayer.
Yeah.
You be in prayer for like 2 weeks, prayer service, then you have a other church, and you'll come off, but you got to give it to God.
So
let
Darren,
him do it, you know.
Darren, down in Memphis, Tennessee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you sit on the morning bench?
I didn't sit. I watched.
You watch what?
I watch people do it.
Do what? Tell the people what that is.
Well, they just kind of sit on a. It's kind of like they just lay over a bench and they just pray for hours, right?
Uh-huh.
And they just pray, and you know, it's a lot of hooping and hollering, at least what I saw. And they just try to talk to God in a way.
And did they get religion?
After church, it'd still be crazy, in my opinion.
What?
After church, they'd go right back to what they was just doing.
So for those who don't know, I want to make it a little clearer. Down in Alabama, in the South, every year they would call revival service,
mm-hmm.
revival yeah. meeting. And what they would do is they would, for about a week, every night, every day, or every night for a week,
yeah.
they would have all the yeah. sinners to come and sit on the benches of the church, first bench in the rows there of the church. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the people would pray for you, and the preacher would pray for you, and the people would pray for you
mm-hmm.
on their knees and pray for you
yeah.
so that you could get born again, saved.
Yeah.
And so teenagers, we would go every night, and we would sit on mm-hmm. and pray to God that he save us. And then eventually the spirit hits you,
mm-hmm.
and you get mm-hmm. religion. And religion, for example, I remember when I sat on the morning bench, I was there for so long. I like, this ain't working.
Yeah, Daphne cries.
I was about 15 years old, 16 at best.
Yep.
And so it wasn't working. I was praying to God, and it wasn't working. And so finally, near the last week, the last uh-huh. day of the meeting,
revival
meeting, I finally asked God, you know what, God, if I done prayed enough to save my soul from burning in hell, let me know tonight.
I did it over the summer. That's crazy. Now that I think about it, I did it over the summer one time, and I remember just being on the bench, and I see people around me crying, and I'd be like, I'm not praying hard enough. So I was trying to force myself to cry and really get into it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, I felt kind of bad.
But, that's funny. You sat on the bench.
I was like on my knees praying, like over the bench.
At the church service.
Yeah, at the church service. And I would look to my left, and I'd see people crying and really giving it their all. And I'd be like, I got to go crazy.
Right. So when I asked God, you know, if I prayed enough to save my soul from burning in hell, all of a sudden I got religion.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get the religion, it's like a testimony, but we call it religion. He got religion.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin. When he did it, he got religion. He took his, it would seem like it's so hard on him.
Mm-hmm.
He would like go around telling people, and he would like, I had to be the Lord. I had to beg the Lord, please Jesus, I had to beg. That meant he got religion, he finally found God. That makes sense, isn't
it? It totally does. I see it now.
Amazing.
That's funny.
Yeah, I heard about the Mississippi wave, they call it, they don't call it morning bench, but they call it something else.
The anxious bench?
Yeah, amazing, Charles.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I got to take a break.
Okay, y'all talk to Annie, but Cal passed away.
Amazing. May her soul rest in peace. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
More Trump versus Volodymyr Zelensky, excitement and drama toward peace for the Ukraine and for beautiful Russia. And an appeals court blocked the end of birthright citizenship. Is it going to have to go up to the Supreme Court? Is it going to be the so-called Supreme Court? Or is it going to be the truly Supreme Court? Abolishing so-called birthright citizenship. I hope the latter. And is civilizational collapse near? 9.3%, according to Commie Nonsense Network, misidentify as LGBTQ+. That's no good. Not good news. And there's this illegal sanctuary grandstander in Portland. A pastor. A wolf in sheep's clothing. What a mess. This is the end of hour two already of Bible Thumper Thursday, February 20th, AD 2025. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, Hake News, not fake news. By the way, after the J. Steely Peterson Show, the Hake Report with a co-host or a guest, Krishan the Don of the Misfit Nation. We will be taking your calls if you so please. And then after that, Joelle Friday TV. And then after Joelle Friday TV, American Anchor, baby. Make sure you're following everybody on the JLP network, if you so please. And by the way, Women's Forum is tonight, ladies, only. Third Thursday of the month, rebuildingtheman.com/events, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Parking at the meters is free after 6 p.m., I do believe. Nice. Two people dead after midair collision between two small aircraft, a Cessna and another one, I forget, I'm blanking on the name. Wednesday, Arizona's Marana Regional Airport, just northwest of Tucson. While the investigation's ongoing, officials confirmed two people were in each plane. The crash follows a recent string of aviation incidents, crashes, terrible accidents perhaps. Beginning with the January 29th mid-air collision at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, that was over the Potomac, right? Which killed 67 people when a military helicopter, a Black Hawk, and an American Airlines regional jet collided. Since then, four other major aviation incidents have drawn national attention to air safety. And the Ukraine. President Donald J. Trump doubled down on his criticism of Ukraine's unchristian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, Wednesday, eliciting reactions from GOP lawmakers, so-called world leaders, and top administration officials. Tuesday, Trump, they say, wrongly accused the Ukraine of starting the war with Russia. And I doubt that when they say he wrongly did something or falsely said something, I usually realize that there's some actually more truth to his statements than they're admitting. He also parroted another Moscow talking point, they say. Moscow sometimes comes up with true statements. Talking point in saying that the Ukrainian president should hold an election that was suspended because his country is in a state of war and under daily attack from Moscow's forces. After Zelensky accused Trump of being in a disinformation space, Trump escalated the fight Wednesday. Yeah, that's right. Falsely, they say. There's that falsely again from Commie Nonsense, calling the democratically elected Zelensky a dictator, quote unquote. And I think he might be right. And birthright citizenship. An appeals court will not allow the Trump administration to end evil birthright citizenship, which there should be no such thing, honestly, if you're reading the law correctly, for certain children of illegals. They call them immigrants. Or immigrants, too, by the way. A ruling that could propel the issue to the so-called Supreme Court. for decades under an 1868 constitutional amendment and a statute that preceded it. Citizenship has been extended wrongly, I say, to anyone born on U.S. soil. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Amazing. 88 uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. What the? The third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how do you trust God? How do you trust God? Amazing, huh? You can listen to the show on your iPhone, iPad, anywhere in the world. And we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can be listening. You can podcast. You can listen on your iPhone, iPad. As it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the last hour of the Thursday. And every Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
Let freedom ring from the curvaceous hilltops of California. But God, we're asking you not only that. Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee.
White people like, what the?
We will be able to speed up that day for all of your children, black men and white men, Protestant and Catholic, be able to sing in the meaning of that old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last.
Whoever invited that guy to speak there, they should be fired. Fire that guy. What the? That was fun talking to Charles from Michigan and Derek about the good old days. One day I'll share it with you about the religion thing, a little bit more about that. It must be a Southern thing and down Alabama thing. What the? I want you to know, before I go back to the callers, you are possessed. Every human being is possessed in the imagination and emotions, and you believe it's you. You believe it's you. And because you believe it, it makes you say and do things that you would not ordinarily do. You wouldn't do it. You just would not think it, feel it, or do it. It is making you do it, but you say it's you. I did this, and I'm depressed, and I'm lonely, and I'm angry, I'm jealous, I'm revengeful, or whatever it is, right? You call it you. And Paul tried to warn you, hey, the good that I want to do, I can't do it. You have never done good in your whole life. Never. Zero. And you couldn't if you wanted to. And the things I don't want to do, said Paul, I do it. You're like, what the? I finally realized it's not me, but it's something that made a home in me. It's not me. And so I give up trying. I surrender. You won't do that. You call your craziness you. And you go to a dumb psychologist or counselor or somebody with a PhD or degree, stupid degrees, and they give you medication to tell you that this is going to help you get better. And it doesn't. Because it's not you. It's spiritual and it's evil, and you call it you. And you so identify with it, you'll get mad if anyone tell you, hey, emotions are evil. The good ones and the bad ones. Don't do it. Overcome emotions. It's like telling you to give up your life. And in reality, I am encouraging you to give up your life, but the false life, the ego life, and you shall have life. Those thoughts, those things that made a home in you, and every human being, Jesse Peterson, Jesse Peterson's mama, and everybody else in the whole wide world, there's not one that must be born again of the Spirit. You have to overcome it if you want to be free. And a few people are working on themselves, only a few. Everybody and their mama got religion, and that's all you have. But only a few overcome. Only a few overcome. And you don't know why. Because you have accepted evil as good. You love anger. You call it you. And it make you do things that you don't want to do. And you regret it later. And you turn right around and do it again. And then you say, oh, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. And do it again. You beat your own children. You deceive them. You traumatize them. And you call it love rather than evil. And the kids know it, and then you beat the kids for knowing it. Because if they tell you you're evil, you're going to beat the kids rather than it saying, you know, you're right, I'm wrong. I am evil. So you can overcome it. The devil will influence you to do crazy things. The devil influences you to be emotional, so-called good emotion and bad emotion, and you call it good. You call it human nature. It is human nature, but it's evil because it's an evil nature in the human body. For an example, the Daily Mail, a 14-year-old boy is believed to have died after ingesting himself with butterfly remains mixed with water as part of a bizarre online challenge. Watch this from TikTok.
A 14-year-old boy has died after injecting himself with butterfly remains mixed with water as part of an online challenge. The boy died in a hospital in Brazil after his health suddenly deteriorated and he began vomiting. He initially told his father that he hurt himself while playing after he picked up a limp. But as his condition got worse, he told medics the truth that he went to a pharmacist, mixed a dead butterfly into water, and then injected the liquid into his leg. Doctors believe that possible toxins in the mix caused the boy's body to shut down as he went into septic shock.
but police are currently awaiting full post-mortem results after opening an investigation. This is a huge story in Brazil, where they said the boy's father found the syringe he used to inject himself under his pillow while he was tidying up the house. And a butterfly specialist also commented, saying butterflies have a complex biology and the fluids present in their bodies have not been studied in depth in terms of their toxicity to humans.
Influenced by evil. You do the same thing when you listen to thoughts. You may not put butterfly injection into your legs or leg, but you will take pills to try to stop the pain of loneliness, of depression, of anxiety, of emptiness, or whatever it is you're feeling. That's just like injecting butterfly fluid in your legs. It doesn't solve anything. It just makes you worse. Prolong the pain. It's the same spirit. It's the same spirit that, according to X, a Florida man was arrested for the murder of his girlfriend after she allegedly transferred the last $37 from a shared cash account app, from a shared cash app account into her bank. Watch this from NBC Miami.
A memorial filled with flowers, candles, and photos of Delilah Ruiz continues to grow outside her home. It's where the 20-year-old was shot and killed Saturday night in a domestic dispute. The violence caught on her home's doorbell camera.
They took so much from us, you know, not just her, but the future we could have had with her, the memories we could have continued to create with her as a family.
Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office says her ex-boyfriend, 19-year-old Elijah Clark, pulled the trigger. He was arrested in Texas. A 17-year-old girl and a 19-year-old man were also charged with hindering apprehension and prosecution of a case. 18-year-old Christopher Valdez was arrested in Miramar and accused of being the getaway driver.
I'm angry, and I hope justice prevails. And like I said, I hope they don't get to live their lives, because she doesn't get to live her life. We don't get to have her anymore.
Witnesses told Miami-Dade deputies that the victim was getting ready to go out with friends when she received a notification that her boyfriend had transferred money from their shared cash app. According to the arrest report, the victim transferred the remaining $37 out of fear that he would transfer all their money. Witnesses say Clark then showed up outside the victim's home, where the two got into a heated argument before shots rang out.
I wish she would have never came outside. I would have still had her.
Delilah's family long worried about her relationship with the suspect, but no one imagined that it would escalate in such a violent way.
Amazing, huh? You are possessed. We all are coming through the mother, that spirit that's in the mother. Not her nature, it's not her, but it's the spirit that made a home in her and come through you, her into you, when she made you angry. Once you become angry, you become like what you hate, men and women. Boys and girls, you are possessed, and you don't want to admit it. Because admitting it, meaning you got to overcome it, and you will. The same spirit that caused those kids to do what they did, or young adults to do what they did, it's the same spirit that makes you feel what you feel and prevent you from being right and doing right. You don't even know what right is, to be honest. The same spirit that caused Judas to turn on Christ, it's the same spirit that caused you to turn on others and others to turn on you. Deceive. As John 13:2 said, I can't read it. It's not written right. Oh, it's out of King, oh, no wonder, King James. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas, Simon's son, to betray him. The devil put that in your heart, to be evil and deceive. Not only yourself first, but others. Every human being is a deceiver. Every human being. I don't got my money, male or female, rich or poor, where you are, where you go, what you think you're being. You are a deceiver. It doesn't have to be that way. You have been bought and paid for by Christ, the Son of the Father, and all of your sins have been wiped away, and you can be free, but you keep believing the lie. The lie that come from your preachers, your family members, your friends, your churches, and they tell you you're a sinner. They tell you how bad you are, and you ain't gonna never be perfect. And you quote and believe the same thing. And you live a horrible life. Human beings are living horrible lives. And horror means just fear or anxiety or worry. You don't have perfect peace? Do you have perfect? No. Why not? I'm only human. What is that supposed to mean? The same spirit that entered Judas to deceive Christ, betray him, it's the same spirit that caused you to betray yourself and others. Husband betray wives, and wives betray husbands, and everything. You can't help it. It's not you. I want to know, what do you think about this preacher and what he has to say about what he did? No. This first one is, this church is that put on this Michael Jackson Thriller performance. This is a First Love Church stage, a play featuring a remix of Michael Jackson Thriller, accompanied by what many deem an overly sexual performance. Yeah, can I play this and kids watch it? Did you cover it up a little bit so they can't see that? Well, I better not play this here. It's not. I can play it? This is out of church. My producer's telling me I can play it. I have not seen it yet. So if it's not done right, blame my producer. His name is Derek. Producer at JesseLeePeterson.com. Watch this play that they put on at this church. Watch this from YouTube. This is at a church. Amazing. Yeah, that's enough. What the? You think that's bad? I heard a report last night. I believe it's on, I forgot where, but they're making a brand new Jesus Christ Superstar. Remember that, Nick?
Yep.
They used to have Jesus being a man playing Jesus.
This is true.
Did you hear about they're about to remake with a black woman?
Regrettably, I did.
Oh, you heard about that?
Yep.
Oh, there she is.
This one.
They're going to, that black woman, female.
Cynthia Erivo is the black woman on the left who will play Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Is that a white woman on the right or something?
No, that's actually the original Jesus Christ Superstar on the right.
But why did you say black woman on the left?
I did. Say black woman on the left, because that is a black woman
I
on the left.
Why did you say that? Like we don't, like there's another one on the right.
Oh, because I was about to tell you about the person on the right. So I had to describe the person on the left.
But they're going to make so the white guy is the original Jesus Christ Superstar, right?
Correct.
Right. And they're about to remake this with a black female who says that she's a lesbian. She proclaimed to be a, let me see it again, Nick. To be a lesbian. They're about to do a remix of Jesus Christ. The Superstar or whatever. and they're using a black female lesbian to play Jesus. Tell me, this that is Anchor Baby on the right.
I was the original Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, no, they look like you.
This is true. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Here, look.
Oh, that's you. Playing Jesus. But they're about to, but tell me that this is not hell on earth and that hell doesn't come through human beings. Tell me. Hell comes through human beings. Human beings are evil and human beings are having a horrible life. Because they're evil, they want to admit they're evil, confess that they're evil, so that it can be taken away from them. So that it can be taken away from them. The last thing a human being would admit that they're evil, they protect it as though it's theirs. And they identify with it, and nothing but hell is created in them. And they pass it on to others. Human beings don't treat each other with love. And this is it's another reason, but not the only reason. You shouldn't be doing it anyway. You should never compare yourself to anyone. Don't ever think about anyone and what they're thinking about you. It's in you when you think that way, and it creates a problem for you. Look how parents treat their children. Parents treat their children in a horrible way. They turn them away from the fathers. They go to court to separate the children from the fathers. There's no love in that. Human nature is wicked. You are possessed. This preacher went out to a bar. I guess a bar. Here's a video of a pastor who went from, this pastor's from Faith Moves Church in Houston, Texas. And he was reflecting on whether it was wrong for him to pray for a strip club. I mean, pray at a strip club. Watch this from Instagram.
Hello, how is everybody doing? This is Pastor Samson Oda. I have a question. Was I wrong being in a strip club praying for potential members? was I wrong for that? Because I was asking a friend of mine, he's like, oh, you're wrong in this and this. I'm like, no. God loves everybody. And he wants us to share our love to everybody. So was I wrong for that? Please, somebody tell me.
Am I wrong? We're trying to be all that I can be. No, 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 no. Am I wrong for going to a strip tea to pray for thee? Oh, no, 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 no. Was he wrong there?
Well, I need more details. Well, did he walk in and instantly say, Lord, these people need help, and started praying? Or did he walk in and be... Was he one of them for a while? You know what I mean? Watching and then he started praying. I wonder when the praying started, is what I want to know.
I don't know all that, but I know he apparently went into a strip club and prayed for the loss. And now his friend told him he had been up in there. Joel, was he wrong? Joel would know. If you doubt me, listen to Joel Friday TV. Oh, okay. He's telling me. He like he would do it, but was he wrong? Joel Friday said that the guy was, he wouldn't do it. LOL. Joel Friday not sure if the guy was wrong. How about Hake? Was he wrong, Hake? He said no. Wow. I'm going to get to your call. I just want to have them come in here just for a minute to tell us why. They don't know it, but these are my experts. And these type of things, situations, need experts.
I didn't know you'd be serious.
This guy's name is Pastor Simone. No, Samson. S-A-M-S-O-N. Samson. Oda. So he went to a, let's play that again for these guys, Nick. It's from Instagram. He went to a strip club to pray. His friend told him he should not have done that. Now he's wondering, should he have done it?
Hello, how's everybody doing? This is Pastor Samson Oda. I have a question. Was I wrong being in a strip club praying for potential members? Was I wrong for that? Because I was asking a friend of mine, he's like, oh, you're wrong in this and this. I'm like, no. God loves everybody. And he wants us to share our love to everybody. So was I wrong for that? Please, somebody tell me.
What do you mean by praying for potential members? These are my experts, folks, and I just want to quickly take a minute to hear their response. James, you said, on here you said, no, he wasn't wrong.
Right.
And why?
Because looking at him, he doesn't look like he was moved or attracted or ashamed or going into temptation with going to this strip club to pray for potential members. So I liked the strippers.
Why can't he just say he went to pray for the strippers?
Right. He,
or clients to the strippers.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The guys and people who go. But he sounds like he's African, mm-hmm. and all Africans are used to nudity because they're all like naked in Africa. And so they're not moved by that.
Are they chasing lions?
Yeah. Well, not, so they're not necessarily.
I think they have some cities in.
Right, but they're not provoked the way that normal people are by simple nakedness.
Oh, okay.
They're not tempted by that.
And Joel, you said here you wouldn't do it, and you're not sure if you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean,
why not?
I don't know, because I mean, I don't know if he's right or wrong. I mean, I don't know that, but. To me, for sake of conversation, to me it feels like when pastors try to go to the pride, the what do you call it,
the pride parade.
Yeah, pride parade or the gay. It just feels like
this was a striptease,
right? But it's like like let people suffer in their hell if they want to. It's like you don't have to. It's not your job to go and try to pray for these people. They don't want to be prayed for, to be honest. So I just feel like he's just wasting his time going there anyway.
And so you're not. So are you saying he should not have gone? You're not sure or what?
I'm not sure whether he should or shouldn't have, but I wouldn't have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you know that they don't want to be prayed for?
Because people that are in their stuff, like who are strippers and caught up in that, typically they know what they're doing. They know their behavior. And
they're working hard for the money.
Right. They know what they're doing. So it's like
working
they don't.
Hard for the money.
But a lot of them are
so hard for it, honey.
But a lot of them are Christian and they want prayer. They want somebody to care for them.
In a strip team?
Yeah. not that much.
and that much wanted in the world.
Mary Magdalene, some people speculate that Mary Magdalene had been a prostitute or something.
Who is Mary Magdalene?
Jesus' first
Right, but then when she turned.
Convert.
But she was
Jesus' first member of Jesus' church.
Right, but before she was saved, she turned to Jesus to be saved. She wasn't indulging in her stuff, saying, give me some prayer.
That's not what The Chosen shows on TV.
It shows her doing it.
It shows her being all possessed and crazy.
No,
not at the time.
At the bar.
No, but then after.
And then she's running away from him. He followed her.
But that was when she went back.
I saw it on the movie.
But she went back, right? When she was saved, she went back to the club because she was deceived.
Are you talking about before she went, right? Before
I'm talking
Jesus
about the first episode.
Yeah. But when she was at the bar, she was talking about
He's talking about a movie. Basing it on a movie. Nick, what did you say?
I'm not exactly sure. I wouldn't say he's wrong, though, for going to. I don't think it's wrong to go to a strip club and pray. Like, I don't necessarily think that's wrong. But I wonder why you need... I don't know if I'd go around looking for members. You know, he's like, I'm going around looking for members.
What member?
No, he said he's praying for potential members.
For potential, right. But he's like...
You're looking to sound like...
I don't know if I'd go around looking for members.
I wouldn't ask
you. He's a little wrong.
Right. Not ask him, but that's what you said.
But I don't think it's wrong to go to the strip club and pray.
Personally, I say, had no been up in that strip club. Ain't nobody up in there want no prayer.
And why you got to pay for him at the strip club?
Right. What old dude doing up in the club? Come on, old dude.
We got it.
Treasure Chest.
Old dude. Is that his name?
Treasure Chest is open on D-Live.
Yeah. Treasure Chest is open. Back in a quick moment. Old dude had no been up in there. So they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have the sex. You don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature. Nice. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake. H-A-K-E. Hake Report. And he has a guest, Misfit. Croissant the Don from the Misfit channel.
Nation.
Not croissant. What?
Not croissant the Don.
Christian.
Croissant.
Oh, this is all they owe you. But, and you don't want to miss. Christian is something else. At 9 a.m., the Hake, HAReport.com. And after that, Joel Friday TV. No guests, but on fire. At 11 a.m., and then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. And tonight is the Women's Forum. Ladies Forum. At 7 p.m., ladies, come on down. As usual, you don't want to miss it. And ladies, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care how good the meeting is going, we're going to have to end on time. I got to go to bed. But those meetings are amazing. We always tend to go over a little bit. Because I just have to say, okay, goodbye. They're on fire. Ladies, stay with it. Stay working on yourself. Don't stop, all right? At 7 p.m. tonight. And thank you all for your, everybody out there, for your support of what we're doing. I do appreciate it. So, quick, so James, you say.
I didn't think it was wrong.
Okay.
I thought he was right.
And Joel, you say, we're talking about Odu. Odu went to the snoop ball.
And was he praying inside the club or outside of it?
That's a good point. I don't know. Was he outside there or in? And when he, at the bar. Did he go to the bar preaching on the outside? He said it went inside? Does he say in the clip if he went inside or not? Yeah, he said he went, but it doesn't say if he went in or out.
I think it's It sounded like he was in there.
Okay.
But I don't know.
But he didn't say if he
was. Was he caught in there? He's like, I'm praying.
No, he told his friend about it. But no people up in the strip club, they want old dude to come up there and pray to them.
I know. They don't care that he's in there either.
Right. So I say, oh, dude, no, you shouldn't have done that. That ain't had nothing to do with God. Believe me.
They said you could pray if you got money, though.
Evidently.
If you got money, you could pray. But
2 drink minimum.
You got to pay to pray. When that, did you go skating last night?
Who,
does he look like he was skating?
Wow. No, I did not go skating.
Why your eyes look like Joel eyes?
Maybe the air is dry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, blame it on the fire.
I'm just comfortable.
I'm just glad it's off me.
Joe passed her eyes onto you.
Right.
He got married and passed her eyes onto you. You don't go skate anymore now, right?
Not as much. Not as much.
Does your wife skate?
No.
Hey!
I know.
Got a teacher.
Every time I tell her, she's like, what the skate?
Let me go to Sandra out of Georgia. Sandra, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Justin?
Hey, Sandra.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Okay. I just wanted to make a comment about Angry Mel from Southwest Atlanta.
Oh, I remember Mel.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, man. Yes.
Oh, man. We were riding down the road, my husband and I, and I had your show on, and he said, is that Mel? And I said, who's Mel? And he said, I've been listening. I've heard him since I was old enough to drive. He's called in every radio show, sports, whatever, you know, and he's just an angry old man. He said, I think he's been angry old man. I think he's been 70 years old since I was 16. And my husband is 62.
Mel said, you hate your own race.
Oh, I know. I was just, oh, my God. But the funniest thing was, my husband said, is that Mel? I said, Mel who? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you know the guy.
Mel used to call. I wonder what happened to him. I didn't know had he died or what. I have heard from him in a minute.
I don't know, but that was just a funny moment to me when my husband said, oh, yeah, I know that guy. I've been knowing him since he was 16, since I was 16, and he's been 70 years old ever since then. I said, okay, whatever. And I know it's Bible Fun for Thursday, but I had to make a comment on that because it was a hilarious moment.
That's right. That's a nice quick reminder of what I totally remember Mel.
Yeah.
He was funny.
He was screaming.
He was always screaming.
Yeah.
He would never happen.
No.
And then
I wanted to comment on Lesbian Jesus Christ Superstar. What the hell is that?
But this is hell on earth. Can you imagine they're going to do a remake of Jesus Christ the Superstar? And instead of having a white man play it, they got a black, and she said on the show, I saw, black lesbian with no hair.
I can't.
Playing Jesus, a man, they put a female in the role.
I can't. And I don't understand.
I just asked
my husband, and he said, we just live in an alternate reality.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't get with it. No.
But this is hell on earth, and we're experiencing hell going through other people.
Mm.
Amazing. But, yeah, that's what's going on. Thank you, Sandra. Call me again.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Amazing. Can you imagine that? But this is hell on earth. If you, like, understood, you wouldn't be surprised by this at all. You're like, oh, okay, this is hell on earth. Vicky out of Texas. Vicky, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you? It's been a minute.
Hey, where you been? What the?
Working hard.
Working hard for the money.
Yes, and now we are able to buy our home here. We are getting off the ranch, and we're buying a house here, and we're so excited. We move in March 5th.
Are you so you're moving away from the ranch?
Yeah, yeah.
And if it's not too personal, why are you leaving the ranch to go buy a home?
Well, my husband has another job as well as a plumber in a different town, and him over an hour. Yeah, it's just,
Well,
we decided to get a,
it just
another
said,
place.
The ranch sounds so nice. It sounds like a place to live, especially when you're there.
But we have 3 acres, so we can make our own little thing, right?
at the new place, 3 acres?
Yeah.
Nice. Uh-huh. That's one thing I like about the South. They always have a bunch of land. In California, when you buy a house, it's just one little piece of land.
What a waste.
The whole house can hardly fit on it.
Yeah. So we're excited.
Well, congratulations. But I wish you guys well with
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that, I couldn't believe that Donald Trump had chosen Paula White. Is that her name?
Yeah, Paula White. I can't believe it either. Unless he's doing it to get the women vote, I don't know why he did that. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I sent him an email and attached a few clips.
Oh, good.
Of you. Yeah, so I was like,
no,
we got to go with this one. Yeah, I sure did.
Nice.
Yes, I did.
Right on.
Because if we're going to fix this place, we have to do it the right way. But I wanted to answer the biblical question, bro.
Let me first ask, do you trust God?
No, I do.
And how do you trust God? That's the question.
By not listening to thoughts. First, go and forgive, because that is necessary in order to return to the Father. And then he can forgive you. And after that, it's just not listening to thoughts. Put all thoughts into captivity. It's no joke. Jesus told us to do that, and that's staying present and watching the thoughts, being the observer. It's not difficult to do that, and God just starts taking things away from you. The ego does start to die. Does it hurt? Yes, but it doesn't hurt. At the same time, it's like you realize that God's changing you, so you just let him do his thing, and it's all good. Like, he protects you.
Oh, amazing.
Right?
Well, I can't put my little two cents in until Sunday.
But drop the thoughts, and then the fear and all that stuff goes away. And so how do you trust God if you have fear and all those emotions? It makes no sense. But you can overcome it.
Amazing. Well,
yeah.
Thank you. And
Simple.
It's good to hear from you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Congratulations again for your new home.
Thank you, Jess. I'll talk to you soon. And congratulations, Joel. And I love all you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Joel, you want to say something?
Thank you, Vicky. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so happy for you. Have a wonderful time being married.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Vicky.
Love you guys. Oh, and Jesse, I want your coffee. I'm going to go get some.
Punchy's coffee. That's right. Let me know what you think when you get it.
I will.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All
Love
right.
you, bro.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Amazing. Get Punchy's coffee. It's delicious. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. All right. You're going to love it. Every dime goes back to the organization, my nonprofit. Super chat. Super chat.
Jamil bought a coffee. Why is black guy number 2 mad at Joel? Last Punchy TV was a perfect example of black on black violence. LOL. Talking about Derek, the producer, and Joel Friday TV.
Joel didn't say you need to be reading the Bible.
Yeah. Dangerous. Straight from the devil.
Joel, you have a new sweater?
It's cool. I like it.
Yeah. I've had this for a little while. You guys just don't pay attention to me.
Indeed. That's facts.
It's nice. It's sharp.
Thank you.
Yeah. Although it looks too warm for my taste in here. Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond. Brother Jesse, my white grandma loved you till death. Hearts.
Right on. May her soul rest in peace. I appreciate that.
Coffee from Nikki. Hearing you speak the way you do makes me realize the truth is so simple that its harmony goes right past people's heads when they hear it.
The truth is very simple. Yeah. God's ways are very, very easy. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicky. Yeah. I mean, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki.
Elizabeth, three coffees. Buenos dias, Jesse. Que lo que dímelo.
Si.
I received my Punchy's coffee. And nice. I have to say, está delicioso. That means delicious.
Gracias.
Gracias por el café. Also, my husband was the perfect Valentine's Day gift. Not all, but most hoodie. He loves it. Blessings to you and team.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. Stay with us. Thank you very much.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hannes, three coffees, watching the old TV shows with Jesse. I think we played those yesterday during the replays.
Right.
It's amazing. How did you manage to face those evil people in such chaotic environment as a TV debate?
You got to let the anger go. You cannot have anger. You have to love all. And love just simply means don't hate. Have no anger. Amazing. Thank you.
Eli Jaw with a diamond. Did you hear Big Amma and Barry are getting divorced, claims he.
I mentioned that before, right? Didn't we get a super chat with somebody saying that before?
Maybe so.
Yeah, but I've not heard anything about that.
Neither have I.
Yeah, I've not read it, heard it, or anything like that. So I don't know about that at all. But thank you.
Jim on the Live X asked yesterday, is it possible for someone outside the USA to call in?
Yes.
Yep.
888-775-3773.
1-888-775-3773. Free via Skype. Right. Use the dial pad, even overseas. Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the DLive crew, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, Misty, and the rest. Adler on Cash App says, thanks, Jesse. Nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Age of Inversion, happy Bible Thumper Thursday, Jesse and crew. My friend
Bible Thumper Thursday.
My friend's been banned from 109 Rumble chats. Can you believe the appalling level of discrimination? I disavow.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin bought three coffees. All is well.
Thank you. Stay with it.
He bought three more coffees, says, now that was clear.
Stay with it.
Liam, three coffees. Biblical question answer.
How do you trust God?
By letting go and letting God do his will through me. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And it goes on.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Liam.
I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Jim asks on
Ask!
X, how many different platforms you guys broadcast on at the same time? 10. 10 different platforms live.
That's amazing.
Including the listen line, of course.
Amazing. Thank you.
YouTube, Rumble, DLive, X, Punchy.tv, Kick, Cozy Odyssey, TalkStream Live, and JLP Live. Crichton asks on Rumble, how do you discern the evil from the ego from the spirit?
By watching those thoughts and stop calling them you, and all those emotions will disappear. The ego is the emotions, the thoughts and the emotions, the so-called good ones and the bad ones. That's the ego nature, and it's evil. There's nothing good about it. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Sion says, Jesse, Robert Davi and others, he's among the best guests you've had on the show. I like Davi from The Profiler. He really loves black people. He's Italian. They seem to like blacks. He actually listened to your advice. You made him feel comfortable. I love older men. They're full of common knowledge.
Amazing. It was an amazing discussion. I agree with you. And if you missed it, it was this past Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Tuesday?
I think so.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday, like second hour.
And you could podcast the show and listen to it. It was an amazing discussion. Thank you. Thank you, CR.
Anthony on Cash App says, Kathy Hochul of New York, the governess, met with Al Sharpton about Eric Adams and Trump.
What a mess.
She was thinking about removing him, but
the devil,
people saying no.
The devil meeting with the devil.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Greenwall on the biblical question with two coffees.
How do you trust God?
by fasting a day each week while continuing to work. It feels like I won't make it, but I watch the thoughts and trust God to carry me through each time.
Amazing. Thank you. My two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And he quotes the Bible, Matthew 19, it's easier for a rope to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Bible Thump of Thursday.
A rope, not a camel, he says. A rope and camel, same word. Nice. Weighs over three coffees. Where is urinal chills? Lots of laughs. My manager don't like me. He black, and I said MLK is bogus. Whoa, don't say that at work.
I'm telling you.
Unless it's your work.
Don't
like
say
this.
That at work. My manager don't like me. He lies to everyone.
You let Martin Luther King trick me. Biblical question says Wazo with one
How
of his
do you trust God?
By staying present, knowing what's happening is not happening to me, and all is well.
Amazing. Thank you.
WT1 on Rumble, JLP, why do you people use skin pigment as their identity? Skull, which means cheers, I learned.
Because they are blind and can't see. That's why. They're angry.
Justin says, how do you break a generational curse for your kids, Jesse?
By dropping the anger and staying present with true life, God, and the love of God will work through you and pass on to your children. But if you don't, you're going to only pass them hate. You won't be able to help it.
Maze in Asia says, I went to try to buy some Punchy's coffee. I couldn't check out for some reason. Really want to try this coffee. Is it from Nicaragua? She wrote it. I get to say it. Plus, she invited me to the cookout.
Go to, I don't know why it's a problem. Contact my office.
Yeah.
800-411-BOND. 800-411-BOND. And they'll help to tell you how to do it. But it should be easy. RebuildingAMan.com/store. All right. I got to stop there. Hey.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you.
Paul.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Let me go to Juan out of Washington State. Juan, thanks for calling and thanks for holding you on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
Hey, Juan.
Hey, I just wanted to answer the biblical question.
How do you trust God?
By getting out of his way. I've learned in the past 2 years since watching myself that I was playing God and I was just in the way of everything that was happening. And now that I've let go, I just watch what's going on. And it's interesting because I no longer think about tomorrow or yesterday, but it feels kind of weird. It feels like there's a transition from caring about those things to not caring at all.
It's interesting.
I don't know if it makes sense.
It does. It really does. Stay with it, man. It gets better and better, clearer and clearer.
And I just see the devil throwing a fit outside of me, like with my ex and all the situation with the kids and court and all that stuff. And it's just interesting to see how everything is going down outside of me, but I'm at peace.
Right on. Stay present, stay present, stay present. That's all you have to do, and everything is working out for you. Thank you, Ward. I got to move, but thank you. Call me again, man.
Hey, nice talking to you, Jesse. I hope you have a good one.
You too, buddy. Let me go to David out of Chi-Town, Illinois. Let's see. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, David.
Hey, I had a question, like, because you always say people who put down their mothers.
Turn your telephone, turn your, mute your radio or something.
My radio, gotcha. But you say that, you know, males are not in a good place because whatever their mothers did to them, I don't quite understand that.
All men and women hate their mothers. They're angry at their mothers. Because she has rebuilt them in her image as she turned them away from their father. And when you turn children away from their father, you turn them away from God. And so the male and the female become like their mothers. They become angry, emotional. They live in their imagination. They have fear and doubt and worries and all that kind of stuff.
What if your dad passed, though?
you still have to realize he loved you, but he couldn't protect you because he was afraid of your mother, too. It was his mother.
He was afraid of my mother. How would you even know that?
Because if he had not been afraid, he would have protected you from her.
But, I mean, he died of old age.
Well, you could die of old age in fear.
I don't want to die of old age and see her again.
That's it, in fear. Have you forgiven your mother?
I didn't forgive her about?
Have you forgiven her?
What do I need to forgive her about, man?
No, but the question is, have you done it?
I mean, multiple times throughout life. Everyone messes up.
So you've gone to your mother many times and told her you were sorry for hating her?
Well, if she did something wrong, then I forgave her. Same thing with me to vice versa, you know?
Oh, okay. And so you have no more anger?
No.
Okay, right on. Well, thank you, David. I appreciate it. I got to go, folks. I'm out of time. My experts are coming up in their own shows here. The Hate Report is coming up now. He has a guest. And after the Hate Report at 11, Joy on Friday TV at 11 a.m. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Get on that straight and narrow. Stay there no matter what. Really. And drop your anger. Stop judging yourself and anyone else. All right. You have an amazing life. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Silent prayer. Thank you for your super chats and your donation. We're going to finish those that we left off first thing in the morning, and then we'll go from there. All right. Thank you all for your support. Amazing Bible Thumper Thursday. Mel from Dallas, or Texas. I mean, Kevin, not Mel. Kevin from Dallas. Andrew from Illinois. Rick from Hampton, Virginia. And then somebody that dropped. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek will rise. Open line Friday tomorrow. Have a good day, y'all. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.